We journey west and explore the city of Yorkville as we continue WGN Radio's hometown tour. We're hitting all the hot spots in Yorkville, and you're coming with us. It's your hometown, Yorkville style, sponsored by McDonald's.
Yeah, that's Yorkville. It's your hometown today. I have fond feelings of Yorkville. I went to high school in Manuka, so we used to play Yorkville all the time. We took on the Foxes. And then my first radio job was at WSPY in Plano, Illinois. And the SPY stood for the Tri-Towns of Sandwich, Plano, and Yorkville. So those is my old stomping grounds. Renee Krieger is the president and CEO of the Yorkville Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell folks where Yorkville is. Just give me a little lay of the land. How big is the town? Tell us about Yorkville.
Oh, I didn't know I was going to get a test on how big we are. We're growing. I can tell you that. We're constantly growing. So obviously we're, you know, right next to Plano.
Yes.
Next to Oswego as well.
Right.
You know, we're the seat of Kendall County here. And, you know, a lot of people call it farm country out here or God's country, but we're a very rapidly growing city out here.
Yeah, the wiki has you guys up to about 23,000 people now, and it wasn't always that big, not when I first started in radio. What's Yorkville like? Is that a commuter community? Do people drive into Chicago a lot, or is there manufacturing, and are there jobs in the Yorkville area?
So we don't have a majority of manufacturing. I mean, we do have Mars Wrigley out here and a smaller manufacturing area. But they're really, it's a lot of family-owned businesses out here, a lot of, like, specialty shops, specialty services, lots. We are becoming quite the dining destination out here in Yorkville with a lot of family-owned restaurants out here. So.
A dining destination. Give me a clue on that. What are you talking about there?
Oh, gosh. I mean, like I mentioned, we just have a lot of family-owned restaurants out here, so you won't find a lot of the typical chains out here that you see in some of the other cities that are our neighboring towns. But, oh, my gosh, you know, our chamber website has a dining guide on there that is just full of all of our member restaurants and dining destinations in the area.
Yeah.
Some of our families own more than one concept out here. And the nice part about it is, you know, you're going to see these homeowners when you go to these businesses and dine there, because there's a community culture out here in Yorkville that I think is just unmatched to many of our neighboring towns. And these business owners have lived here their whole lives for generations. And, you know, they live here, they work here, their kids go to school here. And so they're very committed and invested in the community.
Well, that sounds nice. I mean, you know, not to take anything away from the TGI Fridays and Chili's of the world, but sometimes if you're going
to
travel to a town, you'd like to get a feel for the local scene. And Yorkville, I always thought, embraced that. By the way, you mentioned the Wrigley Company has a manufacturing facility there. Do they make Skittles in Yorkville?
They do. They make Skittles and gum at the Mars location here.
I will be right over. Oh, my God. How would I not know that Skittles are made in Yorkville? I mean, they should pave the road with those things. Everybody loves Skittles, and I didn't know they were coming out of Kendall County. How about that? You guys also
That's a great suggestion.
You guys also have the Raging Waves Water Park. Can you tell me about that
a little bit? We do. So that's one of the largest water parks in the country, as what I understand, definitely the largest in Illinois, and they right up on Route 47 there. They continue to expand their rides and whatnot that they have there, and it's another family-owned business that has been thriving in the area for quite some time.
Yeah, what's it called? The Marge Klein Whitewater Park? Is that the same place we're talking about here?
That is not. So that is something completely different. So the Marge Klein, what do they call that? The Whitewater Course is what it's officially referred to. That's in our downtown area by the river, in the Riverfront Park, right on the Fox River.
Oh, I see. So is that where you go tubing or kayaking, stuff like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can go kayaking, canoeing. You can, if you have your own, you're welcome to port in there anywhere you like. You can float down the river if you'd like, all the way down to the Silver Springs State Park, or even further down to some of the other neighboring towns. It's a nice, the water is pretty shallow throughout that stretch, so it's a nice leisurely float ride, if you would like, and there's lots of birds and stuff to see as you go down there.
Yeah, I think the Fox River is really lovely there, and it kind of meanders left and right. What's the real estate scene like? Do you have any insight about properties, homes, rentals, stuff like that?
Well, you know, we have been told by the city administrator that recently 400 permits were pulled for new housing here in Yorkville. So that definitely speaks to the growth that we're about to continue to see
in the next year. Yeah, that sounds like a lot. And I suppose you're close enough to the city that it's attractive to people, but maybe far enough out, off Route 34 there, that you can maybe get good value for your money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We are going to talk more about Yorkville as the show moves along today. The president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce is Renee Krieger. Out of time now, Renee, but we'll sing the song of Yorkville all day long. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You do too. That's Renee Krieger. It's 1026 on WGN. By the way, just other trivia about Yorkville. Producer Pete noticed that among the notable people from that town, Andy Richter, the actor and comedian. And in August of 2011, The Man of Steel was filmed at a house built specifically for the set in Yorkville. It appeared in the movie as the Kent Family Farm, The Man of Steel. In the fall of 2014, that house was rebuilt for use on the set of Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. In 2017, the same house was used in Justice League for one small scene, then demolished. Hey, y'all, don't be demolishing things that are used in big motion pictures. Ask other small towns that have benefited from being in a major motion picture. I'm thinking Groundhog's Day, and you realize there's some value to those sorts of things. Andy Richter is from there, too. But most importantly, Skittles are made in Yorkville.